Good morning. Welcome to Channel 9 Live. And we're live from the Microsoft campus in Redmond, Washington, USA. I'm Jeff Sandquist, and I'm with Anoop Gupta, distinguished scientist from Microsoft Research. Hi, Anoop. Good morning.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing? Excited to be here this morning.
I'm super excited to be here, and we have a great day ahead of us. As is always with our Channel 9 Live broadcasts, if you have questions, please send them in via Twitter and use the hashtag #CH9Live. So I think it's the time to get started. Anoop, what's going on today?
Well, the wait is over. We are very excited to announce that the Kinect for Windows SDK beta is now available for download. You know, we announced it at MIX, and it is now exciting that people can download it. This is the official SDK for Windows for Kinect. It is a non-commercial SDK, and it's just wonderful to see, to unleash the powers of Kinect for the PC.
So where can people get access to the SDK?
The SDK is downloadable from www.research.microsoft.com/Kinect SDK, one word. Jeff, you know, Microsoft designed, developed, and delivered the Kinect. And that provided us some of, you know, the deepest technological insights, the technology that is inside it. And what we have done is we've tried to capture that insight and investment we made. We've taken some of the experiences in delivering the SDK for the games and entertainment, captured many of these insights into the PC SDK to something that we think will be really empowering to our developer community out there.
See, that's what gets me really excited, right?
Yeah.
Is you think about all that investment that we have made in through the Xbox and so forth, and in programming that and developing that. Now people that get access and download this SDK, you know, this isn't a separate effort from that. This is all built upon that, and we've helped take that forward. And I think that's what's going to be great, is that when people dig into the SDK, they're going to benefit from all of that. So tell me about that. What's all in the SDK
today? So, you know, at the base level for the SDK, here are some of the things that people will find. So we provide access to the raw streams. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have the video RGB camera there. There is the depth camera and the depth stream and a four-sensor, four-element microphone array. So people get access to the raw streams. And these are exciting to everybody, but particularly also to researchers, et cetera, who want to say, you know, here's the raw thing. I want to build my own stuff on top of it. Then, in addition, we provide skeletal tracking. So if you want to build gesture-based interfaces, you know, two people can be tracked at the same time, you know, full skeletal joints and abilities for gesture-based applications. Then we have a whole lot of advanced audio applications, you know, advanced audio capabilities. There's a four-element microphone array. Mm-hmm. People get echo cancellation. People get noise suppression if you're trying to, you know, deploy this manufacturing noisy environments that is there. From that, they can get the direction it is coming, the sound is coming from, and integration with the Windows speech recognition APIs. You know, NUI for us is not just about gestures, it's around how gestures, voice, speech all come together into an integrated experience, and this SDK allows that. We have very easy installation for Windows 7, just a few minutes, you know, all of you should be up and running on that, and then a lot of documentation, you know, hundreds of pages of documentation, samples, sample walkthroughs, all of that we hope will make it easy for developers, enthusiasts, academics to build exciting things on top of the SDK. A couple of other things I want to actually emphasize. One is this is a beta. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is our first step in providing you access, so we are excited about it, but we also look to your feedback. Tell us what is great, what are the gaps, how can we make it better, because our aim is to provide you with the best tools to do your most creative work. And secondly, this is a non-commercial SDK, and I think although our intent is to release a commercial SDK, you're not making any announcements about it today.
You know, and if you're a developer and you're watching this now, you know, over the course of today, you're going to be able to watch live, and we're going to teach you how to go program the SDK and actually, you know, really go build stuff with it. And so we're going to go beyond, at this point, if you hear of us talking about features and functionality, and really get down into the code. And you'll be able to send in questions to, you know, Twitter, Channel 9 Live, and we'll do that. And if we're going to have to take some questions here later this morning here, and so start teeing those up for us as well, too. You know, I was really fortunate and really blessed to be able at MIX to go talk about this keynote and showing these projects that are going on in the community. Both things that we at Microsoft built. We built this reclining chair that Clint and Dan went to go do. We drove on stage. But then you had all of, again, we had these, like, you know, scientists and academics and you know, and hobbyist coders and just all these people that were writing code using Kinect. And so every day there seems to be like a great project that comes up that somebody has gone and built with Kinect on a PC. So Anup, what are some of your favorite projects that you've seen out there?
You know, the things that I've seen out there, so one of the things that, you know, which was pretty early on that I really liked was the quadricopter. You know, it was a helicopter with four rotors that they were controlling, and they had a Kinect mounted in it. And what that showcased to me was, you know, it's pretty tough to, you know, understand a 3D model of the world, but Kinect is so cheap, so lightweight, that you can even mount it on a device that goes up and, you know, starts forming world models and start driving it. Another thing that touched me actually quite a bit was the navigation ability for the visually blind. You know, suddenly being able to provide people an idea about the world, the, you know, the corners, the doors, you know, somebody that you can even recognize and say hello to because there's a camera and you can recognize people, I thought was, you know, really incredible. And then to be a little bit parochial in some sense from, you know, Microsoft and Microsoft Research, the Worldwide Telescope and the Kinect interface, you know, blew me away. What that application really does is to put the universe at your fingertips as you manipulate. So pretty incredible stuff. That's that.
You know, it's amazing when you think back to it, right? You have a lot of people in the world that are hardware people, and they get out soldering irons, and they're able to do things with boards. Yes. I burn my fingertips and things like that. And then you have people that are software people. And sometimes you have this magic of the two people coming together. I think what also, I think excites me about Kinect is now anyone that wants to do projects, whether it's with the microphone array or do things with natural user interface, they don't have to go out a soldering iron and build a board. They can just go into a local electronics store, pick up a Kinect, plug it into their Windows machine, and away they go. And people that want to actually go even just play with these apps, you know, that developers go build, they can go take and, you know, either take the Kinect that they already have out of their living room, their kids will be disappointed, but go in and plug it into their PC, or go pick up another one, and they can go experiment with all these things like that. I think that is going to be stunning. Last weekend, I was fortunate. O'Reilly hosts this really fun event down in Sebastopol, which is, it's called Food Camp. And down there, there was a group of people that had Kinect set up, and they were scanning in the images of yourself and then generating a 3D model. You know, they took that and they had a 3D printer, and so they were outputting like busts and representations of yourself, all doing that. And, you know, again, there's a scenario that I never imagined. So I can't wait to see what, you know, these makers and so forth go do. We tried to replicate a little bit of this 24 hours ago, about a little over that, at 9 a.m. We had about 30 individuals that we brought onto campus, people from all walks of life, the makers, academics, researchers, students, some pro developers. We brought them into a room, lots of caffeinated beverages and so forth. We, you know, gave them a little, Dan gave them kind of an overview. In less than an hour, we just said, hey, here's how you build your apps using Kinect. The people broke off into teams. These teams had never really all worked together, so we kind of mixed it up a little bit. And we said, hey, go get into teams, figure out some projects that you want to go build. And you know what? It was a 24-hour straight-through event. You know, within a couple hours, people were showing and demonstrating things. We're going to go bring these live today, and we're going to put them on Channel 9, and we're going to show what people were able to build. I got in this morning. I left last night. I don't know, maybe it was about 9 o'clock or something like that.
I got a report at midnight that most of the people were there and the creativity that was going on. It's pretty incredible.
I went in at 6 a.m. Some of the people that had been done, some of the first people, they were getting a nap, but there were people still coding away. And I think, you know, just getting that whole thing together is just such an amazing thing. You know, we've got, we want to put some questions out to the community, And so I'm going to go ask some of these things here. What does the SDK stand for? So we have questions here on Twitter. I should say this one more time. A little bit tired today. But send your questions in via Twitter. Use hashtag CH9Live. And we'll do our best to go do these. And even some of the ones that are even deeper technical, we might push those into later into Dan's session, but I'm going to give these a word. At the RA Greenwood, what does the SDK stand for?
The SDK stands for Software Development Kit, mm-hmm. and it gives you all of the capabilities and the APIs that let you program it to do exciting stuff.
Will there be some Visual Studio project template?
Right now there aren't any, but mm-hmm. I think that is something we should absolutely do to create templates to make it very easy mm-hmm. to create codes.
That's great. Long Zhang is asking, will there be some easy ways for people to get the Kinect power adapter for use on the PC?
I actually must admit I don't know the answer, but we can certainly get back to you.
Yeah, we'll come back and follow up on that
yeah.
and find out what is the ways for people to go do that. I get it is that maybe there's some way that they don't have that, and so we'll go find out how to do that. Demi Souls, will the Kinect SDK work with existing Kinect sensors, or will there be a new version?
So the SDK is designed to work with the Kinect, current sensors that are out there in the market. You know, you go to the retail, purchase something for $150, and it will work with them.
That's great. It's been just really kind of fun and going and seeing all the people going and talking about this. Somebody says, please tell me that I can use C# to code for at Kinect.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you
and
can.
I feel bad that I didn't mention it when I,
yep.
said it. You can do C++, you can do C#, you can do VB, you can do any .NET language, yep. and we're really excited to, to provide this capability.
Yeah. Somebody was actually playing around last night with some
yeah.
F# stuff and to go do this. So if you like the CLR, you can go do it. If you
yeah.
want to do C++, go for it.
Yeah. So it works.
That's great. So, I think that's about it today. Anoop, tell me, is there anything that you would like to add? Is there anything that you would like to add and as we're getting nearing the end of our time here?
So, Kinect has amazed tens of millions of people, with saying your body is the controller and what you can do with gestures and speech.
Mm-hmm.
What gets me excited today is we are providing capabilities with this SDK so you can take your creations that are going to impact hundreds of millions of people, mm-hmm. Who have PCs today. So that makes it really exciting to me. The second is now, for a while you were waiting for the SDK. Now it is I am waiting mm-hmm. to see what are the exciting things that the community is going to do. What are the magic they're going to create? I know you're going to surprise us with your insights and imagination. That is there. We're going to extend the capabilities from entertainment and gaming to what we can do in telepresence, in robotics, in manufacturing, in healthcare, in education, in automotive. The possibilities are really endless.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, all of us are there to make the world of computing more natural and intuitive for us. The computation and the technology disappears, and the computers become helpers to us rather than tools we explicitly control.
That's awesome. We have a great day ahead today. We have all sorts of technical content that we're going to be coming online here. Go download the SDK. There's probably a link
yes.
up around here. Download the SDK. On Channel 9, we're going to have a number of sample applications as well built on top of the SDK, things that we've taken further, and go do that. Go get your Kinect, take it out of your living room, plug it into your PC, and download the SDK, build some apps, and tell people on Twitter what have you gone and go build. So thank you, Anoop.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks for tuning in, and we have a great day ahead. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Have fun.